Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Monday. It is Magical Monday, my darlings, and it's Musical Monday, my darlings. We are going to have a great time. It's going to be the Boss Sauce because independent artist Phoenix is going to be on air, and independent artist Denise Foster. Do y'all hear me up in here, up in here, up in here? I am telling you, 2023 is going to be a bang-up of a year, can I tell you? I am telling you, God is going to do some really special things on this year. I am telling you what's the truth. Listen, listen, listen. I am broadcasting live from the Windy City. It's a little nippy. It's about 29 degrees out, a little partly cloudy, but it's all sunshine up in here. Listen, listen, listen. It's January 23rd, 2023. 9:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 10:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India, listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbo Rum. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumboRum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumboRum.com. We do have two different flavors of Gumbo Rum. Natural Vanilla, which is Gumbo Gold, and Natural Coconut, which is Gumbo Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumbo Rum is Steve Gum. Baby, 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 bye. Shut the door and keep on walking. Listen, I got some bad music on the side. We're going to get on down with it, my darling. But before I get into the music, I want y'all to get up into this. I'm going to make some biscuits. Listen, I'm going to make some buttermilk biscuits, and I want y'all to get into the buttermilk biscuits with some syrup and some butter. Can y'all get into that? Listen, well, you know what? The biscuits is going to be the music, okay? The buttermilk biscuits is going to be the music, and I want you to get into it by listening to it, okay? So listen, while you're on Facebook, use the keyword, if you're a female, when the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Come on, engineer, do your thing up in here. Come on, engineer. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Wow. Wow. Come on. Do it. Come on. Come on. Come on. Yeah, baby. Yeah. Come on. All right, we're going to get into the music. Y'all know Mama done seen something really interesting, you know, in the news, online. You know what I'm saying. I'm going to get into that a little bit later. Right now, I'm going to get into independent artist Phoenix. Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell you a little bit more about Phoenix. By the age of 15, by the time she turned 15, she was discovered out of an inner city music program. So listen, once again, by the time she was 15, she was discovered out of an inner city music program and signed to Sony Records. Can you imagine that? 15 and signing a deal with Sony Records as part of the band Fatty Coon. After starring in a reality TV show on BET, ranking in Billboard's Top 200, and scoring songs in mainstream movies, the band fell apart due to label complications and industry politics. Y'all know how that goes sometimes. So listen, devastated, she released the viral song Survive with producer John Legend, Beyonce, and Demi Lovato before leaving the music industry for over a decade. After a mission trip to Africa, y'all listen in here now. After a mission trip to Africa, she reignited her love for music and found the courage to officially launch her independent artist career in 2017. She now speaks and performs her original music while advocating for causes that are dear to her heart, like mental illness, anti-bullying, suicide prevention, anti-racism, and equality. I love this. Listen, I love this child up in here. In 2020, her version of Kelly Clarkson's I Dare You Protest and Police Brutality was selected by the American Idol herself as the first place winner of a cover national contest in partnership with Warner Brothers. Y'all hear that up in here? I keep telling y'all this stuff. I keep telling y'all something. Now listen, this is living proof right here. Right up in here, this is living proof about millionaire music. Listen, this is proof. However, just as she began to hit her stride, she suffered a serious neck injury that prevented her from singing through most of 2021 and 2022. During that time, she fought to regain her voice while healing from heartbreak, struggling with thoughts of suicide, and navigating grief from her mother's passing. After many obstacles in her life, she continues to rise and recreate herself. In 2023, she changed her artist name to Phoenix. Rising. She's rising up. You hear me up in here. She's rising up. Oh, my God. I got really emotional about that. But that's okay. So listen. To reintroduce herself to the world and find her audience, It Is What It Is is the first thing of her first full-length independent project. She is also working on a book of poetry and illustrations to be released later this year. Now, listen, I'm going to play the song, but y'all listen. Let me tell y'all something. I really feel like breaking down the bio point by point, but I want to say this. The main point, y'all know I'd be very, very enthusiastic about a lot of things. I'm not going to say emotional because I'm a very enthusiastic person about a lot of different things. So listen, but when it comes to Phoenix, for me, Phoenix represents the rising up. Rising up. Listen, she's been through a lot, and I am telling you, it's almost like she is the face of America. You hear what I'm saying? Because we go through heartaches. We as human beings, we as individuals, we go through heartache. We go through different things. We go through anxiety. We go through depression. Now, I'm just speaking in general, different individuals, but guess what? We get right back up again. Yeah, we do, just like that song says. We got to get back up. We got to rise up. So listen, to me, the name Phoenix is just like somebody rising up after all those different heartaches and struggles. She rises up. But listen, this is the point I want to make, and I'm going to play her song, It Is What It Is. I loved it. Love it. I want to make this point. After her mission trip to Africa, she reignited her love for music. After her mission trip to Africa, there was something about Africa. And I had somebody on. I did an interview with a lady who owns a travel agency. And I think the name of the company was Orion. It was O-R-I-O-N. She owns the company, and she does a lot of different excursions internationally as well. And we were talking about, it's something about Africa. And so I was telling her that Africa in my blood is almost like I was born in Africa. I feel like I wasn't born in the United States. I feel like I was born in Africa or born in Kenya, or, you know, whatever. But the point is, after her mission trip to Africa, she reignited her love for music. There is something in Africa that is a beautiful thing, beautiful to behold, strength. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never been there before, but I can't wait to get there. To me, Africa represents its calling. When it's calling you out to strength, peace, love, strength, everything that is beautiful, everything that is strong. I know that when you go to Africa, it changes your life forever. And the reason why I can say that, because I do know a lot of different people who have made that journey to Africa and back, and they tell me, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. So listen, I am going to play the song, It Is What It Is, and that is my life's dream. If I don't get anything else done this lifetime, I want to get to Africa and back, okay? I'm just as serious about that. So listen, this version is the hip-hop version. It Is What It Is, the hip-hop version. Y'all check this out. Check it out.
Yeah. keep moving forward. Diligently seek till I reap my reward. Renewing my mind till with mine is restored. As I rhyme on these chords to record that I'm
All right, got to keep moving on, got to keep moving on. And you know what? That's life. We got to keep moving on. No matter what comes, we got to keep it moving. You know, there was a pastor, a church I used to go to, and she would always say, got to keep it moving. I got to keep it moving. She would always say that. No matter what was going on, pastor would say, I got to keep it moving. She was some kind of preacher woman, I'm telling you, what God having to. So listen, I got some more music that's coming up. Independent artist Denise Foster, every day is Sunday. Y'all hear me up in here? Do y'all hear me up in here? Every day is Sunday. This is Denise Foster. You know what that is? Every day is Sunday. Every day is Sunday. That is independent artist Denise Foster. Every day is Sunday. Because you know what? when you have the Lord Jesus Christ in your life, every day is Sunday. You know what I'm talking about. Every day is Sunday. Every day is a church day. Every day is a hallelujah day. You know, and of course, y'all know my saying. I'm going to say this. And I was thinking about this because this is a little bit strange. But I always say every day is a champagne day. And it does not mean when I say, because, you know, champagne is alcohol, I don't mean I'm drinking champagne every day. It's a symbolic. It's symbolic. When I say every day is a champagne day, I am symbolizing how special every day is. Every day is a special day. And that's what she's talking about. Every day is Sunday. When you got God in your heart, you got God in your life, every day is Sunday. Because every day is a great day. Every day is a sunshine day. You know, and I was thinking about my cousin used to sing this song, On a Cloudy Day. You know, on a cloudy day. And the reason why I thought about that is because even on a cloudy day, God always shines through. It doesn't matter what the day looks like. You could be having a bad day. You could be feeling terrible. But guess what? He is the one that lifts you up and helps you to feel better every single day. And that's why every day is a Sunday. You hear me up in here. I got to get up out of here. I got to get up out of here. It's been a really strong cold blast. But listen, I got one more thing that just came on my mind. You know, I've always got something to say about what I see in the news. I'm going to say this really, really quickly. I got to talk about this real fast. Because there was an article online. Let me tell you, where is this thing at? It is animals.com. Animals.com. Let me get this straight up in here. Let me get this straight. I got to tell you about this. Somebody took their dog to the groomer to be groomed. I don't know how this can happen, but it happened. They brought home the wrong dog. So listen, it's just like somebody taking their child to the doctor and you accidentally take somebody else's kid home. Now, this actually, it says, we accidentally brought the wrong dog home from the groomer. And you wonder, well, how could that happen? And so a couple discovers that they accidentally had the wrong dog. They had somebody else's dog. And, of course, the two dogs were similar and kind of looked alike. And, of course, that's how they made the mistake because the two looked alike. And then they noticed when the dog, when the little poodle was in the car with them right home, he kept ignoring them and acting very strange. Of course, it's because the little dog is saying, I don't know you people. You're not my parents. You know, because a pet, a dog is just like your baby, just like your child. That's your fur baby. So listen. He was acting strange. He kept ignoring the lady. The wife kept saying the little dog kept ignoring them. And, of course, he's going to ignore them because he don't know those people. He don't know the mommy and the daddy. He don't know who those people are. And he's like, wondering, where am I? You know, I don't recognize this house. I don't know this car. Listen, you people got the wrong person. You know what I mean? That's what the dog is probably saying in his head. He's like, I don't know what car this is. He probably was sniffing all around, looking at the carpet, looking at the two of them, like, I don't even know who this mommy and daddy is. You know what I'm saying? He's probably jumping all around, wondering, well, what the hell is going on? I don't recognize these people. These people are white. My parents are black. You know what I'm saying? So listen, the dog was confused. You know what I'm saying? The dog was confused. I'm just kind of, you know, ad-libbing a little bit, trying to get you guys to understand what was going on in the dog's head. Well, listen, ain't that something? I'm trying to help you understand what the dog was thinking. Ha, ha, ha. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast, and I got to get on up out of here. But guess what? I get to do it all over again on tomorrow. In the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and... Oh.